I'm Jenna Dooley with the four reporters who have been looking into energy in Illinois in 2018 and beyond. Wind, solar, and nuclear are some of the energy options available to Illinois consumers. Let's start with wind. Susan Stevens, why is it sometimes known as the third crop?
Because so often they're cited on farms. And the farmers can make quite a bit of money, too, by allowing a wind farm to be sited or a wind turbine to be sited on their property.
What are some of the concerns behind wind technology?
A lot of it comes from people who are not making money from it, but the neighbors. They don't want to see those big, giant turbines in their view whenever they want to look at the sunset. Also, they do kill bats and birds. That's a given. It's just, you know, a matter of how much is worth the cleaner energy. Also, the sound. They do make sound. And for some people, they find it really, really annoying, and they have to kind of shore up their houses so they don't hear these sounds.
Why are we hearing more opposition and concerns now?
DeKalb County is now looking at creating its own wind ordinance, and they're moving more to areas that are a little more populated. When they did them in Lee County, there were more farm areas. People were able to take advantage of, you know, making money off them, and now you've got more people who will be seeing them and being disturbed by them and not being able to make any money off them.
Guy Stevens, your reporting covers large-scale solar. What can you tell us about what's ahead for solar in Illinois?
Really, the main thing that is going to happen that is different than has happened before is what they call community solar. What they're doing with community solar is they're setting up a whole system, a whole market. And when I say they, I mean the Illinois Power Agency, a state agency set up by the legislature to regulate the market, where businesses are coming in, and many people are aware of many hearings going on for 5, 10, 15-acre plots of land that are, again, farmland and will be another third crop for farmers who actually let that land to these businesses. And they will set up small solar arrays that could power, say, several hundred homes, and they will take subscribers. That's where the community and community solar is. And you could subscribe and say, I want 10% of the energy from this, or I want a quarter of the energy from this, or whatever kind of situations they have. And you would then get a credit on your electric bill for the amount of electricity you're using. And the result is that you could see a lower overall electric bill because of the subscription to that solar array. And they're talking about dozens, hundreds. There are thousands of proposals. Probably most of those won't get in just because there just isn't enough money in the budget for all of them, at least this year. But in the next couple of years, you could see small solar arrays dotted all over Illinois.
Chase Kavanaugh, you toured the Exelon nuclear plant in Byron to get a better idea of how that type of energy is trying to stay competitive as wind and solar get more popular. What can you tell us about where nuclear's future is on the grid?
Unlike certain other sources of power, like, say, wind or solar, those are very much dependent upon the weather and the conditions out there to actually generate the electricity. Nuclear can run 24/7 without having to store stuff in batteries or anything when it's not making power, and they have enough uranium on hand, at least at the Byron plant, to run for 18 months without any kind of interruptions. So it's constant, continuous power that can act as a base for renewables to build off of.
Peter Medlin, we've been talking about more large-scale options for energy, but some schools, businesses, even homeowners are opting to create smaller do-it-yourself projects.
So at North Central College, it's a smallish liberal arts school in Naperville, and one of their bigger buildings on their campus has a residence hall, and it has an indoor track, and it's a huge building. And they were able to install about 1,600 or so solar panels into this humongous array right on the roof. And so not only were they able to use that, which is about 22% of the building's electricity, but they also have geothermal for the building. They are obviously energy efficient. And on another building, another one of the over the dorm rooms there, they have some solar thermal to heat the water. So they have all sorts of different sustainable measures and projects.
And I wonder if anyone wants to address why our series doesn't have a coal portion.
Coal isn't necessarily neglected in it. It's just for Northern Illinois, coal isn't as big a part of the grid when it comes to generating power.
The fact is that for several years now, Illinois has had a goal of 25% of its power coming from renewables. I've heard doubts from agency heads about whether they can do it with current legislation and current programs, but that is an aspiration. And that is, I know, also true in other states, in surrounding states. So coal is not off anybody's chart, but it's not in the planning stages for any future endeavors. That coal may be in there, but it's going to be a legacy. And it'll be about updating coal or trying to clean up the coal plants that do exist before and after any ideas about renewables or nuclear or anything else like that.